What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I got the Pro Bowl on, but no one's interested in that. All we can talk about is what happened in the NBA late last night, overnight, and into to morning. And to continue that discussion, let's head back out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in Sean Devity of Heavy.com. He's been on the station a number of times before. And look, I literally just texted Sean a couple hours ago, and so I didn't even really prepare a full interview. This is like a fact-finding mission here, Sean. Like, how does this happen? It seems so out of the blue in terms of the Lakers' preparedness to even field this call. And then I don't know what to say about Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavericks. It feels like malpractice. It feels like a fireable offense. It feels like something that is just a stain on the resume, no matter how this happens.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, in finding out a little bit more about it, you know, you realize that this was Nico Harrison's call top to bottom, that this was not something that Jason Kidd went to him and said, you know, as a coach, I want Luka out of here. It's not something where Mark Cuban came down and said, I don't want to pay this guy, get him out of here. You know, there was nothing coming from below and nothing coming from above that was pushing this in this direction for the Mavericks, a team that went to the NBA Finals last year. You know, we're talking 1 year removed, and obviously they haven't played quite as well this year, and there are concerns, real concerns about Luka and health and all that sort of stuff. feel this is one of the best players of his generation. And you know, to 25 years old, to trade him for Anthony Davis, who's going to be 32 next month, it's bizarre. And you know, there will be a lot riding on the next couple of the next couple of months for this Mavericks team, because, you know, with Kyrie Irving in his early 30s and now Anthony Davis in his early 30s, if they're going to win, they're going to have to do this really quickly, and it's not going to be easy. But there's a lot of pressure now on Nico Harrison, the guy who made the call on this.
Sean Devney of Heavy.com, NBA columnist and analyst, always appreciate his insight and his time. Is this it for the Lakers, or are we looking at some other moves? I know there's been some theories, I guess, just because it's come out that LeBron was unaware that maybe he could be upset, frustrated, disappointed, and asked for a trade of himself. And then also, I know Austin Reeves has been kind of floated around as, hey, maybe the Lakers aren't done yet.
Yeah, it's there's no way that the Lakers are going to go forward with the front court that they have now. You know, Anthony Davis was the guy, and he was sort of a one-man show up there in the front court, you know, where they've patched through some power forwards, but they certainly don't have a center. Jackson Hayes is basically their only center at this point, and they don't want to play him for 30 minutes a night, that's for sure. So, yeah, they're in a position where they're going to have to make another move to try to bring in a big man. Certainly Austin Reeves is on the table now in a way that he hasn't been in the past, because you've got Luka Doncic, you've got some repetition of skill sets there, so you can afford to make a deal like that. With Gabe Vincent back there, you've got sort of more of a pure point guard. You can play Gabe Vincent and Luka together, or have Gabe Vincent just be the backup there. So, yeah, certainly Austin Reeves is on the table. I think Rui Hachimura is also on the table in terms of a trade. So, yeah, the Lakers need to do something else here. There's no question. As far as LeBron goes, look, Anthony Davis had to sign off on this. He had to waive his trade kicker. So Anthony Davis had some indication this was happening before it happened. And if Anthony Davis knew, that means Rich Paul, his agent, knew. And because Rich Paul also represents LeBron, and really it's more LeBron's agency probably than Rich Paul's, LeBron knew about this. So yeah, this is something that, you know, there's been speculation, but there's no question that LeBron knew what was coming down, and he had to give a thumbs up along the lines here as well.
And so the Lakers are looking for some sort of center, and us here in Atlanta, we have one that is now sitting on the bench that we've been talking about for weeks, if not months, is a guy that we might be looking to be moved. And I don't think it would bring back Austin Reeves, but Sean, is there any world in which the Lakers would have some interest in Clint Capella?
Yeah, I think there's no question they would. I think it would be, you know, their fourth or fifth option between now and Thursday. But, you know, considering how little time they have to work and how complicated these deals are because of the new rules with the aprons and the taxes and all that, all the new things that the league has put in to make trades a little bit tougher, yeah, the Lakers could wind up at Clint Capella. I, again, it's not their first choice. I think they'd rather get a Miles Turner, for instance, from Indiana. But look, they've only got one draft pick they can trade now. It's not till 2031. So, you know, you've really got a team. You got to have a team that's looking way into the future. You know, the Lakers included their 2029 pick in the deal for Luka. So now the next pick they have available to trade is 2031. So that's going to limit what they can get back, you know, in terms of bringing back a player. So, you know, if you're talking about, you know, maybe just trying to get rid of Rui Hachimura and maybe a couple of other contracts, you know, now maybe you're in Clint Capella territory. But, you know, they'd much rather get a guy like Miles Turner if it's possible, a guy like Robert Williams, perhaps, very injury-prone, obviously, but very talented as well from Portland. You know, somebody along those lines. That's probably their first preference, but there's definitely a chance that they'll strike out with their first targets and wind up at Clint Capella.
Sean Devney at Heavy.com, very gracious on short notice to join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Final question about this trade, and then I want to ask you about a couple of other NBA stories that are going on. When you look at Luka Doncic, obviously the hope is that he's going to have some impact on this season. He's been out for weeks, months now, really since Christmas with that calf concern. Is there any thought for the Lakers that he'll be able to return relatively soon?
Yeah, I think they are expecting him back, maybe after the All-Star break, let him get that rested up and then get him on the floor and ideally with the new center as well and go from there. So, yeah, I think there is some hope that they'll be able to get him on the floor sooner rather than later. Certainly in time for the stretch run in the Western Conference where, it's going to be really, really tight, in terms of making the playoffs, making the play-in. So the Lakers are going to want him out there as quickly as they can without obviously risking, future injury as well.
I lied. I have one more question about this.
And sure.
For you, Sean, I didn't get the news till this morning when I woke up. I don't know if you got it as it was happening last night or if you were like me, a regular bedtime. I know you have some kids. Maybe you went to bed early. But just like the where does this stand in the world? And you've been covering the NBA 2-3 decades, maybe longer. Where does this stand in the realm of just completely unexpected, out of the blue sort of moves, and just how shocked were you that it was really happening? It's so tough for me to understand the Mavericks, one of the five best players in the world, and they're just done with him. It's just befuddling. It really is.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking because when I look back at certainly I've been doing this 25 years and the biggest trades that I've seen are all things that we heard about either exhaustively before they happened, or at least we heard about a little bit before they happened. I think about Kevin Durant going to that trade to Phoenix. I mean, that is something that was about a year in the making. When the Knicks traded for Carmelo Anthony 10, 15 years ago, that was something that was months we were talking about that before it happened. I think of the Lakers getting Pau Gasol way back 20 years ago. That was something that was a long time in the making that he wanted out of Memphis, et cetera. So I've not seen a trade of this magnitude sneak up out of nowhere and manage to stay under wraps. And it is something that only came together in the last couple of days, so it was a little easier to keep under wraps in that sense. But I've never seen anything this big happen this quietly and this quickly. This is really a remarkable, remarkable thing that these two teams have managed to pull off here, just in the fact that nothing leaked until it actually happened.
Sean Devney, and you heard him. He's been covering the NBA for 25 years, Heavy.com NBA columnist. This trade is kind of overshadowing a discussion we've been having here in Atlanta in regards to Trae Young and the All-Star game. And a lot of people feel like Trae was snubbed, that he deserved to be an All-Star. This is not a new discussion. We had it last year. He was ultimately on the All-Star team as an injury replacement. Year before that, he was not on the All-Star team. You consider it a snub then. And obviously, what he was doing earlier in his career, 2 out of 3 years, he had an NBA All-Star start. And it's just kind of the factor of it. Like, someone's always going to feel like their guy was snubbed. I think Domantas Sabonis has an argument. I think Kyrie Irving has an argument. Those are some of the names I've brought up alongside Trae. What does he have to do first off, do you think it was a snub? And then secondly, what does he have to do to maybe get past that in the eyes of the coaches? And is it just about the team? Like, if this were the 5 seed in the East instead of on an 8-game losing streak, would he be an All-Star?
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to, is that, because the because the Hawks have historically struggled, it almost makes things harder for him. That you know, he doesn't just bear the brunt of whatever they're doing right now in the present. He also bears the brunt of the fact that they haven't won at a high level consistently with him, and so, you know, coaches will look at him and they'll look elsewhere to find somebody else because they feel like, well, they're under 500 again and it's his fault. And I actually think he's having a bit of a different season this year. When you look at his assist numbers and how he's trying to get everybody involved, and certainly they've had some stretches where they played great, and some stretches where, especially when injuries have hit, where they just really, really struggled. That's sort of where he's stuck. So I think he kind of bears the brunt of the fact that as a franchise they have not made huge strides forward, and whether it's fair or not, that's he kind of carries that load, whether he deserves to or not, at least in the eyes of coaches who pick these reserves.
Sean, I'm sure it's been a busy day with what's gone down in the association. Thanks for joining me here on a little bit of short notice today.
Well, thanks for having me.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.